situation that was going on in Naomi's life and her family and then Ruth and so forth, and it wasn't happy at all. And we know that maybe God was in the picture, but it was in a judgmental way, you know, trying to get them right way, trying to draw them back way, things like that. So I don't think he was totally out of the picture. We know that Naomi and Elimelech were saved. They were you know, they believed in God and things like that. And so, and they got out of the will of the Lord, and there were some corrective measures and went on, things like that. And so when we saw chapter 2, them coming back to the Lord, and chapter 3, getting a little bit closer and things like that. Now here in chapter 4, we see here that it's going to be happily ever after. And let's go ahead and read verses 9 through 22. And some of these names and these places, if I don't get them exactly right, forgive me. But it says here in verse 9, "And Boaz said unto the elders and unto the people, ye are witnesses this day." And so last week we saw that he wanted to get the elders, I think it was 8 to 10 of those people. Now he just wants everybody to know. And so it says that "I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's," or Chilion and Mahlon's, "and of the hand of Naomi." And so, of course, now he's telling everybody. He had went, I don't know if it was on the, you know, the capital steps or the, you know, whatever, but anyway, he went and redeemed Naomi's property, redeemed her and Ruth and so forth, and got all the particulars taken care of. And so now he's letting everybody know that, "and your witnesses this day that I've bought all that." In verse 10, "Moreover, Ruth and the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife." And of course, we saw last week that he was excited about that. He was looking forward to that and so forth. And now he's letting everybody know, this is here to raise up the name of the dead. And this was the law back then. This is why they were supposed to do what he did last week. "Upon the inheritance that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place, ye are witnesses this day." And so, of course, you know, Boaz was saying, you know, word may have gotten out since last time. Those first 8 verses, you know, we did everything, dotted every I, crossed every T as far as the law was concerned on how to take place. I talked to the closest kinsman, and he didn't want the situation, and he gave over his right to me for that, and I purchased them and things like that. And y'all are witnesses of that of this day. And then verse 11, "And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses." And they agreed, yes, we are witnesses, and if we are asked, we will say, yes, this is what took place. And we'll testify of that. "That the Lord make the women or the woman that has come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily to Ephrata and be famous in Bethlehem." And so, of course, you know, back in the day, we know who Rachel and Leah was and so forth, and you know, they basically helped Israel multiply and so forth. And this is what the people that said, "Yeah, we're witnesses. We saw what went on. We agree. We're for it." And we basically are praying that God will just let you and Ruth have lots of kids and be fruitful and multiply, things like that. And then it says here, even to be famous in Bethlehem. And of course, we know that it's you know, a lot of people, that's what they try to do. They try to be famous. And they go to school.